Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. If you're a football fan, it's time to stock up on beer and pretzels and get ready for that big game tomorrow. The New England Patriots begin their postseason campaign taking on the Baltimore Ravens in Foxborough. The Patriots earned a bye through the first week of the playoffs, so they should be well rested. But WBUR's Doug Tribou from Only a Game never rests, and he'll be there watching the game, and he joins us now for a bit of a preview. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Anthony.
So, first up, the Ravens. Their quarterback, Joe Flacco, has smoked Tom Brady in the past, twice at home in the playoffs. So, do the Patriots face a little bit of a hurdle here?
I think they do, at least psychologically. I mean, they faced each other four times at Gillette Stadium. This will be the fourth time, and the Ravens took two out of three, and it was a 28-13 win in 2013. Ravens went on to beat the Super Bowl champions that year. But I think the question is whether or not the players that were involved in that game can kind of look past that. It's human nature to look back. The players will tell you the past games don't matter, but I'm not sure that's true.
So the Pats have a great offensive line. The Ravens, a tenacious defense, particularly when putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Can Tom Brady stay on his feet? That's going to be key, right?
That's a huge question. The Patriots, you know, notably traded away Logan Mankins, one of their longtime front four, and they are really going to have to put up a terrific game on the offensive line. Elvis Dumervil, the defensive end for Baltimore, had 17 sacks this season. The linebacker, Terrell Suggs, had another 12. So that kind of pressure is crazy. And at practice this week, Tom Brady said, look, I'm not fast enough to outrun any of these guys. We've got to keep the pocket together.
All right. Well, speaking of Brady, let's talk about offense. The Patriots have been unpredictable in terms of their offensive approach. It changes week to week, the run, the pass. What do you expect to see tomorrow?
Well, I think that's been part of the fun of watching this team is not knowing what you're going to get with the running game the way it's been. They had Stephen Ridley go down. All of a sudden, then you have Shane Vereen in there. Now they bring LeGarrette Blount back. He could be a factor, a big, strong runner, the kind of guy that can punish and get those extra yards when the front line is tough like the Ravens line is. That's one option, but we could see the pass too. Cold weather not conducive to the passing game, even if it's not snowing. Tougher to get a grip on things and tougher to kind of loosen up. So I think it's anyone's guess, but they definitely need to establish the run and the pass.
You mentioned the cold weather, 17 degrees at kickoff, which is also sunset, by the way.
That's warm by the standards these days.
Right, and the temperature will drop. So how will that change the game?
I do think it'll have some impact. You know, the Ravens are often a run-first team. They have Justin Forsett, who has had a great year on the ground. So you can be more sure that you're going to hang onto the ball if you keep it on the ground in a lot of cases. If there's no snow, you're still going to see these guys air it out. Tom Brady obviously loves to pass. Flacco's got a big arm and loves to throw it long. The Patriots need to stay behind him because he can really air it out.
All right, one word. Who wins?
I think the Patriots win, but I don't think it's going to be an easy one.
All right, Doug Tribou, you heard it from him. He's a reporter and producer for NPR's Only a Game. Doug, thanks, and enjoy the game and stay warm out there.
All right, thanks, Anthony.